much like this. In moments like these, I sing out a song.
Something on my heart, just thinking about things, you know, how that God speaks things from the end from the beginning. There's a reason he said that.
There's a reason.
That creation voice. Brother Branham said when you speak something, everything's got a clamor.
Yes, sir.
Whether it's something that's already there or something that's not there.
Right.
It's got to come together to make it happen.
That's right.
And I was thinking about how, you know, he's put that voice in us.
Amen.
It's God in us speaking. You know, when we speak of healing, you know, we praise him in advance.
Right.
We count it as done, you know.
That's right.
Revelation faith, knowing that the word of God is in us. And, you know, we can speak after a man. A man speaks from the start to the end.
Right.
You know, from the beginning to the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can speak, he call for it, you know, he's let his intentions be known and everything, but he don't see the outcome. But God speaks the outcome first.
Amen.
You know, that's that creation voice.
That's right.
Can't nobody do that but God.
No one can do that.
Now God within us. You know, we went to the tomb of Lazarus. You know, I mean, Lazarus had been dead for what, 4 days? Started to corrupt.
Right.
Started to fall apart. Started to rot.
Yeah.
So there had to be more than just a resurrection voice. You know? Or better off said, in that resurrection voice, there's a creation voice.
Creation. Amen.
And I was thinking about us, you know. We're calling for the rapture. Right. He put that voice in us.
Amen.
And he didn't just put a part of himself in us. He said
all that God was.
He poured into Christ. All
Amen.
That Christ was, he poured into the bride.
That's right.
So you're talking about creator living inside. You're talking about a creator speaking and calling it, and everything else got to clamor to make it happen.
Make it happen.
That's all there is to it. You know, when Jesus, you know, he's both man and God when he was in the garden. You know, I was thinking, you know, he said, Lord, let this pass from me. You know, he's trying to, you know, from the beginning to the end, you know, hoping for a different outcome. But God already spoke the outcome.
He already spoke.
So he had to go ahead and say, but for this cause came I into the world. And it had to come to pass. It's already been spoken.
Amen.
You know, and he tells us, you know, as far as having faith, believing, you know, say, ask what you will.
Right.
You know, we think that, well, what should I ask? Well, ask what you
will.
That resurrection, that creation voice is in you. It's got to come to pass.
Yes.
You know, and you know, we've got to understand
Amen.
That. Because it's not just me just calling on God. It's God here speaking out.
That's right.
And calling
right.
things
Amen.
That are not as though they are. You know,
that's
I mean,
right.
it's an amazing thing. You know, it's funny because the other way God deals with you, you think, well, he's been dealing with me all day. No, that's 20 minutes.
You
know, it just, you know, all day I'm sitting there carnal. I'm just, you know, I'm going from the beginning to the end.
Right
here said, oh, what about the end to the beginning?
Yes.
You know, how that resurrection voice has got to be there.
Amen.
You know, and it is here. It's in the bride. We just got to realize it. You know,
that's
it's just
right.
like being born, you know, born again. It's not that, you know, you hope I make it or think
you
I make
it.
I've already made it.
Amen.
You know, you speak in the end first.
Yeah.
You speak in the end product, you know,
Amen.
You speak in the outcome first,
yes.
and it's got to come to pass. And that's just thrilling.
Scripture's
me.
Full of it.
It lets me know just that much more who I am.
Amen.
And what's dwelling within me.
That's
you know,
it.
When I speak after the Word of God, it's got to come to pass.
That's right.
There's the Word of God cannot fail.
That's right.
And when it's the Word of God coming from the mouth of God.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, then it's a resurrection voice. Then it's absolutely a creation voice.
Amen.
So it was just thrilling with me. I wanted to
oh my.
Get that off a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. Something to think about.
Beautiful thing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. That should stir somebody.
That should,
That
yeah.
stirs me.
Amen.
I think, oh, Lord, what you've done in this day.
Amen.
It's beautiful.
It stirs me.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm happy to be here.
Amen.
There's no place I'd rather be. And with the family of God.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
And,
yes.
you know, God's been so good to me. And, you know, one of my favorite verses, I wear it on my wrist, is Jeremiah 33:3. It says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great mighty things.
Amen.
That building of the body is a great mighty thing.
Yes.
Things
yes.
to come is a great mighty thing.
Yes.
All the miracles I've seen in this church happen, all the healings, all impossible things is great and mighty things. Him showing me that I was in his mind before the foundation of the world is great and mighty things.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Him living inside me and guide me on a daily basis
Amen.
Is great and mighty things. Amen. Waking up every day,
Amen.
Giving me another day,
Amen.
Eyesight to see.
Amen.
Lungs to breathe, heart to beat.
Amen.
All great and mighty things.
So much.
I don't take the little things for granted.
Amen.
No, sir.
They're not little things.
No, no.
It takes a God to make your heart beat.
Right.
It takes a God to make your lungs work.
Amen.
He takes his hands off of me, I'm dead.
Amen. That's right.
But as long as his hand is on me, I'm alive.
That's right.
He proved it to me.
Amen.
He brought me back from the dead twice.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He showed me great and mighty things.
Amen.
And I love him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
I love the Word of God.
Amen.
And this is where I want to be.
Amen.
Brother Don, you know, that's an amazing thing what you said. You know, when you think about that and you think about, you know, the God of creation.
Yes, sir.
And you think about how, as you say, he saw it finished.
Right.
And you see how powerful that is.
Yes.
And how mighty that is. Then you look at this same God who will see the flea by his eyes.
Right.
You know, from such a marvelous, you know,
Yeah.
Extraordinary thing.
Yeah.
You know, that he saw the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yet at the same time, like you said, he sees all the little stuff too.
Right. Everything in between.
What an amazing God. I don't, you know, what a mighty God.
Yes.
You know, a God that, you know, can come and comfort you.
Yeah.
You know, do all that. You know, the rapture's coming. That rapture's going to happen. Oh, yeah. But at the same time, something as little as just comes to you and just comforts you.
Amen. Yeah.
It's an amazing thing. Yes. I watches over you. Just yesterday, you know, we're out riding, and it just seems like Satan's trying to kill the bride. But he's not going to succeed.
Yeah.
You know, we come to a red light, and we stop, and the law is you stop, look, and then turn right.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, we hear... Bang! This man hits us in the back, pushes our car, and then when he gets out of the car, he says, well, I just thought you were going to turn. I says, well, no, I stopped at the red light and looked first. Yeah. But you know what the amazing part of it is? There wasn't a mark on our car, and there wasn't a mark on his car.
Amen.
God just knows what you can take and what you can't take. Because when we got hit, I says, oh, no, not again. Dawn says, don't get mad at him. I says, I'm not mad. I'm frustrated. And it was an older gentleman, and I wished him a Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Said, I'm glad no one's hurt. But God sees the little stuff.
Oh, yes, he does.
You know, and it's just amazing. It's amazing because, you know, we know who we are.
Right.
We know what our job is. We know what the end is. I mean, how many people can look at it and you know that you're eternally secure?
Right, right.
And the churches around us, I mean, maybe you have to see the counterfeit to see the real. But I was raised where all the way up to 2 minutes or a second before I die, I could commit a mortal sin and die and go to hell.
Right.
I could give my life for everything.
Right.
Never had an assurance.
Right.
But we have an assurance.
Amen.
There's no question. And like you say, when I look at things, I don't question it. God is God, and I just speak it.
Yeah.
Because who am I?
Amen. Yeah.
I have creation voice.
Yes, sir.
I have the word in me. Amen. Speak worlds into existence.
Really?
And you know, I look at that a long time. I looked at it in a carnal way.
Yeah.
Now I look at it. I speak worlds into existence.
Amen.
I can be anxious, or I can say, hey, God, you've got it.
Amen.
You and I are one. I've spoke the solution to it.
Yeah, right. It's gotta
and be calm.
Yeah.
You know, I can worry. I can say, who's going to pay those bills?
Yeah.
I can say my retirement's disappearing with the economy.
Sure.
Or I can say, God's got it.
Yes, sir. He'll provide.
I create.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and I step right into it, and I just praise God. I don't know why we wouldn't want this. I don't know why you wouldn't give your life to this. I don't know why I just wouldn't give up. But it took me a few years. It took
me too,
a while.
Me
and sometimes I look back and think I just did it yesterday.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look and say, why I fought all this time? And I finally... like an old dog, had to learn, just sit on the porch and watch the world go by.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
I praise God. It's real.
Amen. What a revelation. You know, I was thinking one thing I didn't mention, you know, Ezekiel, you know, the Valley of Dry Bones, you know, the Son of Man. Can these dry bones live? Thou knowest, Lord. Speaking from the beginning to the end. But God said, go ahead and speak it into the beginning. Prophesy.
Amen.
And let it come to pass. Yeah, just prophesy. That's what the Son of Man does.
The bride's going to do it.
Amen. Prophesy again. Amen. Let's sing page 135.
Amen.
How great thou art.
Amen, bride. Amen.
Only believe. Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
O Lord, my God, when in awesome wonder, not for me, okay,
my God,
amen. consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul. Gladly buried.
good to be here. Yes. And I was thinking about that song, How Great Thou Art. Yes. Sister Johanna texted me today, and she's like, I want to go see a movie. And I'm working. I don't usually do this. She's like, will you come home early? And I was like, I'll do that today. We went and watched Avatar at 3:30. It's a long movie. And I was just watching it, and it's beautiful. Yeah. It really is beautiful.
Oh, a lot of types.
And there's a lot of types in there. I was looking at it, and I was almost like, oh, my gosh, that'd be really fascinating. We could do something like that. And then I was thinking, I was like, there's no man that's more creative than God.
That's right.
And I was thinking about that. There's no beauty that's more beautiful than what God has.
Amen.
And I was, this is just a shadow of what a human has. And I just got excited thinking about that. I was just like, no one is greater than God. No matter what human can put together, our God's so much greater than that.
Not even
and I was
close.
Just excited about that. And I really just want to say I'm so thankful to be here. You know, this is our haven of rest.
Amen.
And it's going to give us word to move us forward. That's what Brother Moore started out at the end of last year. He wants us to move forward. And I know this church has. I know we have. And I don't want to ever go backwards. I'm just thankful for this truth.
Amen.
Thankful
Thank
for to be here at the end of the year. Because this is the only thing we have. You know, it's not about careers. It's not about retirement. It's not about the stock market.
Right.
You know,
right.
We get caught up in so many things. But this really is my life, and I just want to keep pushing more towards it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's sing Power in the Blood.
Sister Sue's coming.
And we'll get him up.
One more.
I just want to thank God, too. I can't, you know, end the year and not thank God for this past year and all the years that he's given me. You know, I told my sister Sally today, I said, I think God put me in Beaver Creek, you know, so I could be in this church and hear this word and this truth, you know. And I know that he's got the end, the finish line waiting for me. He sees me finishing all this, you know, and keeping my course and believing this word because he saw me before the beginning of time.
Amen.
He put what I've got in me, you know. I didn't put it in me myself. He put it in me. And I just thank God for having this word and this truth and being here. He's
Amen.
Blessed us all.
Amen.
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 Yes. Yes.
Amen. 137. Power in the blood. It will get him out.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The cleaning list is posted in the back for everyone to sign up and take a turn and clean the church.
And praise the Lord.
Amen. No services this Sunday.
Right.
In case you didn't know. And then 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Week from Saturday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Last one of the year.
Okay, service on Wednesday, and then 6 o'clock Saturday night, which is New Year's Eve.
Right, that'll be dinner.
Yeah, dinner, and then preaching at 8-ish.
Sortish.
Whenever the natives get restless.
Amen. And no service that Sunday.
We're strange. We like to get to the word. Amen. Forget the rest of it. Just get to that word.
Amen. Amen.
Power in the blood. Soul cleansing blood.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you? Precious blood of the Lamb. the blood. Power in the blood. Sin chains are lost in its light. Living below. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder working in the blood.
God, thank you for giving your life and paying the price for our burdens, Lord, for our sin. Thank you for that. We could never repay you ever for that. But Lord, we can sure thank you and praise you. And Lord, thank you for another opportunity to get to the house of God, and fellowship amongst the brothers and sisters, and listen to you talk through your testimonies and your songs. Lord, thank you for that creative voice. Thank you for that resurrection voice. Lord, as we approach preaching, have your way. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Move me out of the way, and you just talk and go the direction you want to go. Answer the questions and give us the encouragement. Whatever we need, Lord, you know what we need. You knew what we needed before we got here. We ask that you just have your way. And Lord, that same life you gave, Lord, you said by your stripes we're healed, and we ask that you touch the bride and touch the prayer request. We thank you for that. Have your way with the rest of the service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to be here this evening. A few days before Christmas. We get to fellowship with amongst one another and thank God for the reason for the season.
Amen.
We all enjoy the lights and enjoy the season. There's nothing wrong with that. But I never want to forget about the real reason for the season. Jesus did come. And we know that he didn't even really was born on December 25th. Because that would have been winter in Bethlehem. And it would have been too cold for that journey. And
plus birth comes in spring. So it would have been more likely in spring, as Brother Bram taught us. And but we still have no issue celebrating the reason for the season.
Right.
So we're thankful that he come and been enjoying the services, enjoying the Bible study, enjoying hearing the testimonies from the body. We're blessed here. God's been good to us. I always get excited when I can see somebody that's been going to church here for 40 plus years and still getting excited about it.
Right.
This thing doesn't grow old.
That's right. Amen.
It's the best thing you can get.
Amen.
Yes. There's nothing better than this.
Amen.
You know, I have my own kids, you know, and they're getting older. And they're loving God.
Amen.
But, you know, I would tell Riley, you know, you can go to school and it's all good. You get through it. You do the things you got to do. You hang out. You have friends. But this is the most important thing. Because when you live as long as I have now, you do know a few things. Because those 4 years are fun years, are good years. There's nothing wrong with having a good time in those 4 years. We taught that here and believe in that. But what you learn is those friends, generally speaking, after that 4 years is over, you go your separate ways. All that fitting in you try to do, you go a different place anyhow. So it's good to have fun, and it's okay to get through it, but this is the thing that's going to last.
Amen.
Friends can come and go. They really can, you know. Friends that are not in I shouldn't even say that. Sometimes even in your body, you can let me down, you know. I won't even say you let me down. I'll let you down. Friends can let you down. Because we're human. But God will never fail you. And his word will never fail you. And, you know, I can't make you believe that. I can't force that up on you. But I can tell you from living experience, I've experienced that for my own self. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And it doesn't get old. It only continues to get better, more exciting, more enthusing. It'll direct your life. It'll get you to where you need to be. You'll get blessings because of it. You'll prosper, and I'm not even a gospel prosperity preacher, but you can follow this word. You will prosper. The Bible tells you that, as a matter of fact. That's the word of God. Now, it doesn't mean that we won't go through trials, but you listen to God, you'll come out right every time, no matter what it looks like. And see, and I don't want to, you know, Lord's going to have to take over service. I'm excited about my scripture, but Lord's got to help me not jump to the end before I start at the beginning. But God knows what he wants. But I was thinking, you know, the world at times has peace. But that peace lasts as long as things are going well. But the thing about the peace I have, let come what may. Let good times come and let tough times come. I won't even necessarily call them bad times. I'll just call them tougher times, trial times. Sometimes it seems like things are going wrong. But I still have a peace, a rest, a promise that I'm eternal and this too shall pass. I will outlast it.
Yes.
And typically, those things don't end up lasting that long anyhow. But I don't care if they last 80 years. It's still temporal.
Amen.
I don't care if it lasts 2 years. It's still temporal.
Right.
I've got a promise of a better place that I'm going to live, and not just live for 80 years. I'm going to live forever.
Amen.
And it will be more beautiful than anything that you can see on a picture here. Anything they can put up on a screen. The greatest author there ever was has been God. I've always thought that. We got stories that we read and we enjoy. We got movies we watch and we enjoy. But the greatest original author there's ever been has been the Lord himself. He was the first writer of a love story. He was the first writer of a protagonist. And this ain't make-believe. This is real. And I always say, what's so great about his book is it is so perfect you can't find one place where something doesn't run. Oh, I like that. That gets me excited, Brother Moore. It's perfect. Because you know those people that follow those books like Harry Potter and they get upset when something gets a little messed up.
But let me introduce you to a better author.
Amen.
I like that I'll say that. Let me introduce you to somebody that is, the movie's never failed. It's happened right on time every time. It's perfect. And so that's exciting to me. And so it's good to be here. And you know, I'm excited about a scripture, and God's going to have his way. I've seen him do it too many times. But what's funny, I was driving to church on Sunday morning. And you know, God sometimes just show up and talk to you. Is that still small voice? And it was a matter of 5 seconds. He said, Bro Moore will probably preach a Christmas message. And then right behind a Christmas message, he gave me a scripture. And I just came to church. I thought, well, we'll see if this is God or not, because God will either verify or not. It could have just been me. But my scripture runs perfectly with Sunday's message. So that let me know that it was all right. It was God. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Isaiah. And we're going to go to the 53rd chapter. And we've heard this many times. But you know, I was thinking as I read this week a few times, I thought, man, I hadn't read that in a while. And as I read it, I think you'll get blessed by it just as much as it blessed me. Because there's a lot in it.
Amen.
So I'm going to start with verse 1 and just read this slowly. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. Now listen to this. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Amen.
May God add to the reading, blessings to the reading of his word.
Amen.
Good scripture.
Yes, sir.
Good promise.
Yes.
Good word.
Amen.
Thank God that Isaiah 53 has been fulfilled.
Amen.
Thank God that Jesus really did come.
Amen.
Now my title tonight, it may not sound like a Christmas title, but it's the masterpiece.
It's all right. Oh, amen.
Because this is the scripture Brother Branham used when he preached the masterpiece. And it does run. But Jesus really did come and pay the price for you and me.
Amen.
I was thinking about this before I get into the masterpiece. He was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes, he was.
And you know, I was thinking, sometimes we read it. We all, you know, as Brother Moore was even saying Sunday, we would almost want to put our name in there and say we've earned this.
Right. No.
But we didn't earn nothing.
No.
Our best was still iniquity. Our best was still filthy rags.
I remember
the story all the time and say it over the pulpit many times. Brother Branham had that vision or dream where he's seen Jesus carrying a big bag of sins. And he thought, oh my, look how big that bag of sins is. Is that the sins of the world? No, Brother Branham, that's just yours. Oh my. And Brother Branham was pretty good. And that was a big bag he saw. So our righteousness, we have not earned this thing. We are not so good that we can cover our own iniquities. Somebody showed up and paid the price for you and me. That's the reason for the season, Brother Deskins. We couldn't have what we have tonight without him. We wouldn't be free of condemnation without him. We wouldn't be able to rejoice the way we're rejoicing without him. We wouldn't have peace the way we have peace without him. He paid for that. That's why I was excited. The world will have peace here and there, but they don't have peace like you and I have. I got a promise. I've got the greatest gift. I've got eternal life. What can outdo that? I'm going to outlast it all, and all because he come and redeemed us back.
Amen.
Oh, thank God for that. That freedom Brother Moore talked about Sunday, that only happened because he come.
Amen.
We wouldn't be free otherwise.
Amen.
Do you realize in the Old Testament, everybody that died went to hell?
Amen.
Yeah, he put them in a separate area down there, but there was not a way made for heaven. The sacrifices of bulls and goats could not pay the price. All it did was push sin forward.
Amen.
Oh, but when Jesus come, he only had to enter one time and paid the price one time. And there was no sin getting pushed forward. Matter of fact, he was taking care of my past, my present, and my future. Jesus really did pay it all. Move the very conscious. That's why Paul can say, I only know one thing, Jesus and him crucified. Because if you don't start there, you can't get there. It don't matter how good the Old Testament saints were, and they kept the law, and if they didn't keep the law, they would have been stoned to death. And those Levi priests, they would go back generations looking for a flaw. That's how good they lived. But that wasn't enough. But here came a masterpiece, God's only Son, who the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelt in.
Yeah.
And he was acquainted with grief.
Right.
He was a man of sorrows.
Right.
He was rejected. He was despised.
Amen.
Oh, this little thing we go through ain't that bad. He went through it all. He didn't even have this comeliness about him that we would desire him. Oh, but he was the man of the hour.
Amen.
And he walked up that hill and said, I got this covered. I'm going to lay down my life.
Amen.
And thank God he did.
Amen.
He went to that garden, and sure enough, he was a man. Lord, take this cup from me.
Right.
But at the end of it all, he said, not my will,
Amen.
But thine be done.
Amen.
If he hadn't decided to do that, we wouldn't be here preaching the way we're preaching.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, that gets me excited.
Amen.
Oh, we don't talk about his death, burial, and resurrection too much and his coming. Because I understand our day and his message has moved on. But as we always say, you can't ever forget about this. It's the start of it. Oh, we're going to go over to Genesis in a little bit and read about the seed of the woman. But this is the start of it. This is that fulfillment of that seed of the woman. If he didn't come, we wouldn't have been fulfilling Genesis 3 and 15. He was the very fulfillment of that. He had to come and be the life.
Yes.
But here's what's so great about it. It's that same life,
right.
Not a different life,
right.
That's come back in each and every one of you and me.
Amen.
Oh, that gets me excited.
Amen.
God's own life.
Amen.
One revelation, much information.
Amen.
You realize we're connected to the seed of the woman?
Yes.
It's the same seed.
Yes.
It's in a many-membered body. I want to read something here. I had never read this before. And it got me excited. This is from 1963. It's funny, Brother Moore had a quote from here Sunday, but he didn't have this one, so.
Amen.
This is called The Pardon.
All right. Amen.
This is that message where he talked about that man that Abraham Lincoln wrote the pardon on a piece of paper, and he didn't accept it. Pardon's not a pardon unless it's accepted. But he was telling a story. Now, I just want to read this. I'm just taking my time tonight, to be honest with you, because this made me feel good this week. And I thought, Lord, I haven't celebrated your death, burial, and resurrection for a while. I'm just going to take my time and thank you for coming and paying the price. Jesus paid it all, Brother Destin. Now, this is Brother Branham. Said, now, if any person feels the weight of sin and you know that you're wrong, listen, there is a pardon, and that pardon is through God's Lamb. Do you believe that? Congregation says amen. Our congregation says amen.
Amen.
It's through the Lamb, through the blood of the Lamb. I was told a little story once. It helped me a lot, Brother Branham says. There was a boy that was kidnapped in the early days. I suppose all of you has taken Bible history and taken the history of the church. I believe he was going to say Fox's Book of Morals, but no, it wasn't. It was the Nicene Fathers or the life of St. Patrick. St. Patrick was actually, that was
just a name was given him. His name was Sukat. He was kidnapped by a bunch of sea rovers and was hired out to be a hog raiser. And the story goes that this kid was kidnapped and taken aboard of a ship, and he was working his way, and the old captain taken sick one day and was just about ready to die. And he was so sick, way out on the sea, and the old fellow with the gray beard laying in his cabin, and he called in his hands his deckman and said, "Is there a Bible among you?" He said, "When I was a child, I had a Christian raising." And said, "I'm dying, and man, I don't want to die like this. Have you got the word of God? Any man here has got the word of God?" And finally, way back in a bunch of men, a little boy stood up and said, "Sir, I have a Bible. I am a Christian. I pack it with me." He said, "Come here, son." He said, "Do you mean you pack a Bible?" He said, "Yes." He said, "My mother and father was Christians, and I gave my life to Christ when I was just a teeny little fella, and I packed his word with me wherever I go." He said, "I put it up on my heart, and it's been in my heart." He said, "Read me something out of there, son, before I die." And this little fellow turned over to Isaiah 53:5, and it reads like this: "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." And when he said that, the old captain said, "Can you read on?" The little boy said, "May I comment here?" The old captain said, "Lad," said, "go ahead." He said, "My Christian mother, before I was taken from her, you know, she used to read that scripture to me so much. And you know the way she read it?" And the old captain said, "No, son, I'd like to hear the way your Christian mother read it." He said, "Here is the way she read it. He was wounded for Willie Pruitt's transgressions. He was bruised for Willie Pruitt's iniquity. The chastisement of Willie Pruitt was upon him, and with his stripes Willie Pruitt was healed." The old captain said, I like that. Said, "Oh, if my name could only be read in there." Said, "You think it could do it, son?" He said, "I'll try." He said, "He was wounded for John Corse's transgressions. He was bruised for John Corse's iniquity. The chastisement of John Corse's peace was upon him, and by his stripes John Corse was healed. And with tears running down his beard, he said, 'Fetch me my clothes. Jesus Christ has healed me. I give my life to him.'" Brother Branham says, "Oh, friend, if you can only read your name in there." Yes. "Oh, if I could read my name in here." He was wounded for William Branham's transgressions. He was bruised, not church, not creed. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, William Branham was healed. Oh, if we can just read our name into Scripture and really mean it, that's what does it. Read our name into it. Makes a receiving, a pardon for when we realize that he was wounded for our transgressions and he was bruised for our iniquity. Oh, you can see why that got me excited. Because it's good they can put their name in there, but you got to put your own name in there. He was bruised for me. He was wounded for me. My iniquity, my sin, my healing was covered by him. He paid the price for me, whether he did for you or not. I was studying this week, and Brother Branham was, I'm going to paraphrase, that really the Holy Spirit and God's blessings really was given for the believer. Yeah, the rain falls on the just and the unjust, but it really wasn't meant for them. These blessings are meant for those who he paid the price for. It was meant for you and me. It wasn't that he was willing any man should perish, but the problem is some men don't want him. Some men don't want the pardon. But oh, I accept the pardon. I put my name right in that scripture. He was wounded for Jeremiah. He come back down and redeemed me. I was lost, bound in sin, come in the world speaking lies. Carnals could be lost. Nothing good about me other than I had a little representation on the inside of me. And Jesus come just for me. Oh, it's got to be that personal to you. Oh, it's good he come for mom. It's good he come for dad. I get excited that my loved ones get to go with me. But I'm here to tell you, before I worried about my loved ones, I wanted to see my own name in there. Oh, it was about me first. Let me know I'm saved. And I can tell you today, I accept my pardon. He came just for me. Oh, I don't have to go anywhere else to find my peace. I don't have to go anywhere else to find my healing. I don't have to go anywhere else to try to fit in. I don't have to go anywhere else to try to belong. Oh, I belong right here. This is the place I belong. I don't fit in out there because they don't want him.
But there's something about me that can't help but want him. Oh, there was nothing about him that we should desire him. But oh, now we're looking at him saying, thank God he come and paid the price for you and me. Oh, that gets me excited. Amen. I have another quote here that Brother Brandon wrote that scripture. Said, the sin question was answered right there.
Yeah, right.
When Jesus paid the price,
yes, sir,
the sin question was answered.
Yes.
Oh, we're still have a hard time dropping sin and,
yes,
and dropping condemnation and thinking we're going to live good enough and putting that on everybody else the way we think they should live. Oh, I know I believe in living for God and giving our lives for God. But I believe it needs to be an inside work working to the outside.
That's right.
Not set by expectations of others. It's because I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right.
But people have such a problem with that. They want to earn something.
Right.
But what's really worse about it, Christians have put that on each other. By creeds and dogmas.
Yeah.
We have put laws on each other.
Yeah.
And expectations on each other.
Amen.
And human beings like to fit in. So you know what human beings start doing? They try to meet those expectations. We do it at church. We do it at school. We do it at work. We're always trying to fit in. And so those expectations bound us down. But if you get a real revelation of that pardon, Jesus took care of your past, your present, and your future. Oh, I'm not trying to get a license to go out and just live bad. But I can do that without coming to church tonight. I can do that without doing what I'm doing right now.
Amen.
I don't need to preach to live bad.
Yes, sir.
I don't need to study and be nervous to live bad.
Right.
I'm not here to do that. But I'm telling you, it's good to know.
Yeah.
It's a nice benefit to have that my past, present, and future is taken care of.
Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right.
It's another thing I've learned by living long enough.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been perfect. I've never not needed his grace.
Right.
I've never not needed that sacrifice. In one sense, he's already covered it, even when I think I see it.
Amen.
But I'm just telling you, as a human side, a person has memories. I need him every day. Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. I can turn back in the day, they used to turn and find the temple. But I know where God is.
Yeah.
I know right where to look.
Yeah.
I'm looking right back at that word.
Yes,
looking right back at Jesus.
Yeah.
Saying Jesus paid it all.
Glory.
What would Jesus do? That's what I'm about.
Amen.
What would the word tell me to do?
Right.
That's what I'm looking to.
Right.
Look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Look to that word.
Right.
Look to his promise.
Yeah.
Look to the fact he said there's therefore now no condemnation.
Right.
He paid it all. The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
That's right.
Our iniquity was covered by him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
That was written in Isaiah 53 before Jesus was even born.
That's right.
Oh, that's how God had it done in his mind. That's what you were saying, Brother Dustin. God could speak from the end and make it all match up. His word ain't failed one time. Every scripture he's ever given in that Bible has been fulfilled. Oh, I'm going to get to the masterpiece here in a minute, but I just like talking about Jesus. He was the masterpiece.
Amen.
He wasn't the only one, but he was the masterpiece.
Yeah.
He was the first masterpiece.
Amen.
And thank God the first masterpiece come.
Amen.
And paid it off. That was his job.
Amen.
And he did it.
Amen.
So that I could read Romans 8 and 1. And rejoice. Read Romans 8 and 28. And rejoice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, there's that scripture back to what Brother Branham said. All things work together for the good to them that love
Amen.
God.
Yes,
not the ones that don't.
Right.
Promise wasn't to them.
No,
them that love God.
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
That's my scripture.
Amen.
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?
Yes.
That's my scripture.
Amen.
What? Who shall separate me from the love of God?
Amen.
That's my scripture.
That's right.
He who's born of God cannot commit sin.
Yes.
There's my scripture.
Amen.
Those he foreknown, he predestinated.
Yes.
Those he predestinated, he called. Those he called, he justified. And those he justified, he already glorified. That's my scripture. Oh, I'm here to tell you now. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself here. But Jesus had to fulfill, Brother Bram said, Jesus fulfilled all the Old Testament. And the second masterpiece will fulfill all the New Testament.
That's right.
I'm here to tell you that glorified part of that Romans 8 and 29 cannot fail.
Amen.
It's got to happen.
Yes.
I will fulfill that scripture.
Yes.
I will. You're going to see me in a glorified body.
Yes.
In his mind, it's already done.
Yes.
I got to fulfill it, Brother Moore.
Yes.
I'm the very masterpiece. I am the bride, not one individual, but the bride is the masterpiece of God.
Yes.
And just like Christ was fulfillment of all the Old Testament,
yeah,
and came in the volume of the book.
Yes.
The fullness of the Godhead bodies on the scene again.
Yes.
And this time it's in the bride.
Yes.
And everything the New Testament Word of God says about her, it has already and will continue to manifest.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to reunite with those sleeping saints. Has to happen.
Yeah.
Fullness of the Word's on the scene.
Right.
Let me slow down.
Thank
we
you.
Might come back to that, but remember the Genesis, the third chapter. Thank God he carried him.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Put your name in that scripture.
Yes.
Put your name in any scripture.
Right. Yeah.
The blessings belong to you. Brother Branham said, if you can't read the Bible and don't find Jesus in every scripture, read it again.
That's right.
Well, that's really the same thing. Yeah. Who are you? It's the Word made flesh again. You got to see yourself in there. Genesis 3. And I'm just starting at verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all the cattle, and above every beast of the field. And upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust thou shalt eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now go back and read that, because, you know, it's always been interesting to me. I read that, and my human self, I could have made that be so many things.
Right.
But the Word teaches us, and Brother Brand taught us, that that was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he came at Christ and fulfilled that.
That's right.
At the cross.
Amen.
Satan bruised him.
Yeah.
Like Jesus was victorious. And this ain't my main theme, but Brother Bram used that scripture when he talked about one revelation, much information. He said, God can't give one revelation and then a second. He said, that would be adding to a perfect revelation in that sense. He said, the first revelation is right. He said, what God can do is give you more information on that revelation. But there's still one revelation. And what Brother Bram was saying, that seed, which was Christ, was a revelation.
Amen.
And he'd go on and say, he could give you more information and say, it's going to come through a virgin. He could give you more information and say, it's going to come out of the tribe of Judah. Give you more information and tell you that, you know, he was going to be born in Bethlehem. That's just more information. All talking about that same promise, that same revelation that he gave there in Genesis. That the seed of the woman, which is Jesus Christ, was coming. Everything ties to that.
Amen.
That's why you got to start there. That's what I meant. That was the first masterpiece.
Yeah. Amen.
That was God's way back.
Amen.
Everything after that, he was just giving you more information about that revelation that somebody was going to come and redeem you back.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, that gets me excited.
Amen.
Because what that means, I'm connected to that. I have to be. Because
yeah.
The more information tells me that except the corn of wheat falleth into the ground, it abides alone.
Yes, yes, yes.
But when it dies, it can bring forth much fruit. That's just more information.
Amen.
On that same life.
That's right.
God's life. It's all the way up here now.
Yeah.
But what Brother Brand was trying to say about this, to get back to my message, was God created the earth.
Right.
And he was pleased with it. And you know, really, today, and we've said this before, it's going to be the same earth.
Amen.
He's going to get rid of the world cosmos.
Amen.
That's what's so great about God. He don't even have to add to this thing.
No.
His creation was so great.
Yep.
It's got flipped on its axis. The devil's got in the mix. He's going to wipe all that off.
Yeah.
And have the same old earth.
Amen.
Oh, that excites me. He was that good.
Amen.
He don't even got to add to it, take away from it. All he's got to do is take away the perversion. Get rid of the devil and all the sin.
Amen.
And he's going to do that one day.
Amen.
And so, that's always true. But Brother Branham was using this story. He said God wanted to create man in his image. That was his image. That was his masterpiece.
Right.
He said, but in the garden, they fell.
Yeah.
But being the great creator is, he says, I ain't going to give up on this thing. I'm going to bring this thing back. I'm going to redeem this thing back.
Amen.
And Brother Branham said, God started working on another masterpiece.
Amen.
And he used Michelangelo. And see, this is why we can see God in everything. Brother Branham, even a masterpiece, said, I believe God's in nature. I believe God's in art. He said, I believe you can almost go anywhere and you can find God if you know what you're looking for. And so he was using art, and he was talking about this statue of Moses. And I'm just going to tell you what he said. I haven't seen the statue of Moses. But he said that statue, he was marveled by it. And he said the story goes that Michelangelo worked on that like for 5 or 6 years. And had this vision of what it would look like. And he just chipped away at this sculpture. And it got to the end of it, and it was so perfect. And so much what he saw, that he threw his chisel at it and hit his knee, took a little chip because he wanted to speak. Because it was so real to him and so perfect.
Yeah.
It was exactly what he saw.
Yeah.
He said, Brother Bram Basin said, that inspired me. He said, because that's what God's done.
Yeah.
Except God's greater than Michelangelo. Because God can create a masterpiece and actually give it the breath of life and speak through it.
Yes.
But what he was saying, God's been building his own masterpiece.
Yes.
And he's had in his mind what he wanted to make.
Yeah.
And he started doing it through the Old Testament. And Brother Bram said, God makes all of his masterpieces the same way by his word.
Yeah.
By his word. He builds it by his word. Always has been that way. And when he was talking about Jesus, and I promise I'm going to get to us because that's the exciting part.
Yes.
He started going through the Old Testament.
Right.
And we got that question Sunday night. It's funny, and this matches. He talked about Joseph and how Joseph got despised by his brethren.
Right.
That was just a type and shadow. Because who got sold out for 30 pieces of silver?
Right.
Jesus did.
Yeah.
There was the butler and the baker.
Right.
And one of them was good to Joseph and one wasn't.
Right.
What happened to Jesus on the cross?
Yes.
One thief was good to him,
right.
One wasn't.
Yeah.
And Brother Branham was going through Old Testament stories about the rock in the wilderness and Moses, how that they had God in part.
Amen. Right.
And they were coming and fulfilling a piece of the word in part.
Amen.
He said, but when Jesus came,
right.
He wasn't just part word.
No.
He was the full word.
Amen.
He said all the prophets were revealed in him.
Right.
All the types and shadows were met in him.
Amen.
He was the perfect masterpiece to fulfill everything that was promised about him.
Amen.
He was the fulfillment of Isaiah 53.
Amen.
He was the fulfillment of a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child.
Yes.
He was the fulfillment of every promise that was told about him.
Amen.
Oh, that was great. He said God just kept building in that Old Testament. And I ain't gonna say anything. He talked about the patriarchs, and he said one represented one love and one peace and one grace. He said all this stuff was just working its way to Jesus. But then Jesus come and was such a perfect masterpiece that God said, this is my beloved Son,
amen,
in whom I'm well pleased to dwell in.
Amen. Yes.
Brother Branham always did it. He magnified, he said, that was God in flesh.
Yes.
Jesus and God were one.
Amen.
You said a Son that God gave his Son, he gave himself.
Amen.
That was God walking around,
amen,
in the fullness of the word.
Amen.
Fulfilling everything that was promised about him. But what got me excited is what I said. He said earlier, Brother Bram said, Jesus fulfilled everything that the Old Testament said about him.
Amen.
He said, the bride will do the same.
Amen.
Oh, that gets me excited. That seed promised in Genesis came to fruition, Brother Deskins, and walked up Calvary's Hill and paid the price and fulfilled every scripture that was written about him. That groom coming. And that was God's first masterpiece. And I'm going to read some quotes to back this up. But you guys are believers. You'll understand. Brother Graham then said, he said, but that God wasn't done. He said it took him 4,000 years to get to that masterpiece. He said, but he's been working another 2,000 to get another one.
That's right.
And he used that scripture. That scripture said he was smitten.
Right.
He said, why would God smite him? Because it pleased the Father to smite him. And Jesus and Brother Bram said, well, if God's going to make another masterpiece, he's not going to make another creation. He's going to take of the perfect one and take of it and use it to make the other. He said, how did God make the first wife for the husband? Took a piece of Adam to make Eve. He said, that's the same thing he's done with Jesus and his bride. Taking a piece of Jesus, smited him at the cross. Let him be crucified at the cross so that we could come forward and have the very same life that he had and be recipients of the same blessings that he paid for. Our peace, our healing, our everything. We're partakers of that because he was smitten for us. God smited him so he could bring forth another masterpiece.
Amen.
And just like he built the first one off the word, he built this one off the word. Because
yes.
He's, Brother Branham, and masterpiece, this is where you even learn a lot about those churches. Because he goes in and he says, it starts at Pentecost. He said that he came back like he prophesied in Joel. He said they had the perfect word up there. They were just having a good old time. That spirit came back upon the believer. That life came back upon the believer. That same life that Jesus had, God's own life, eternal life, came up on that believer. And they had the perfect word. And that corn of wheat in bride form had to go into the ground. And so they started carrying that word. And God bless Irenaeus, because Brother Branham said he carried as true as he could. He said he believed what Paul believed. He said Martin believed what Paul believed. He said it was just 325 that died. They denominated and died. And they went through a dark ages. And people, he said they crucified God, called him a silent God. He said they just don't know scripture. We had to take that seed in. And that seed went in. But what did he do? He started building on the word again. He brought justification. He brought sanctification. He brought Pentecost. And he even said Pentecost was the husk. And so close, looked like that corn. He said, but you can't stop there. He went over to Malachi 4 and said the word had to be restored. It's built on the word. It had to go back to the original. That's how this masterpiece was formed. But here's what's so great. He didn't stop at Malachi 4. He said he put Malachi 4 first because that word had to be restored. But what happened when he had the masterpiece, he was like, Michelangelo, it's time to speak now.
Amen.
And he came down himself in Revelation 10 and married that masterpiece.
Amen.
And now she's standing on her feet. She's speaking. She's doing the same thing that the first masterpiece did. She's speaking and it happens because it's the word of God coming from the mouth of God. Oh, that gets me excited.
Amen.
Let's read a couple things. So you know I'm not making it up. Read a few things here. This is from the masterpiece. Brother Branham said his life matched all the people's. He was trying to talk about how he fulfilled everything in the Old Testament. It pleased God to smite him. And why did he smite him? For the same cause he had to smite Adam. Now we've seen him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, the perfect lamb for the sinner. Sinner slain, a perfect masterpiece. Now for nearly 2,000 years, God's been again making him a masterpiece. Because he struck Adam to make a piece of him, part of him, a rib to make a wife for him. And now that perfect masterpiece that he struck at Calvary, he got a piece off of him. It's just the New Testament. That's all. He fulfilled the Old Testament. Now it's the New Testament. Another piece to be fulfilled. See, the new and the old is husband and wife. And taking the old, the shadow of the new, Christ come, the masterpiece, to fulfill that. Now his bride will fulfill everything that's in the New Testament. Another masterpiece in the making. Oh, just reading it that way this week got me excited. We're going to fulfill this thing. We already have been. But we will fulfill everything that it says about us. There's not one scripture that will fail one place, Brother Deskins. Oh, that gives me more faith. To know I'm meant for this day. You're meant for this day. That we are the final voice to the final age. Everything he said about him. That he came and was the perfect fulfillment of the word. Do you realize the bride of Jesus Christ is the perfect fulfillment of the word of God. for everything it said about her.
Amen.
We've came through the church ages like Revelation said we would.
Yes.
We fulfilled the in between the lines like Paul said we would.
Right.
We baptized like Paul said we should.
Right.
We preach Jesus crucified like Paul said we should.
Amen.
We do foot washing like it says we should. We do everything
Amen.
The right way because we're the bride, the masterpiece.
Right.
We're the fulfillment of what the New Testament says we will
yes.
be.
Yes.
And in one sense, it's the whole Bible.
Amen.
It's just Brother Branham was trying to use the bride up here versus Christ back there. But the point being, we will fulfill what's written about us.
Amen.
That's the thing you got to realize.
Amen.
We will meet him in the air.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, don't give up.
No.
If he fulfilled the church ages
yeah.
and he fulfilled everything else
yeah.
and you've seen him come through the falling away.
Right. He's done it all.
I mean, think about all the prophecies that's happened in the New Testament. Paul said there's coming up, falling away first.
Yeah.
Happened exactly.
Amen.
Until the man of sin is going to be revealed.
Amen.
Happened exactly.
Yes.
Grievous wolves will enter in. It's happened.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember them all, but everything's happened. If none of them has failed, none of the other ones are going to fail.
Right. No, they won't.
And he's been fulfilling them through his church, the bride. He's a keeper of his word.
Amen.
And here we are.
Amen.
Another masterpiece.
Amen.
God-made masterpiece.
Yes.
And it's so much like him that God's living in us.
Amen.
Oh, it's not a different life.
No.
It's not a different God.
Right.
If he was pleased to dwell in Jesus...
Yes.
He's pleased to dwell right here. Because on the other side of the coin, we're no good. We're just a bunch of human beings that will fall on our face every day. But he paid it all. He redeemed us all. He's living in us. And what he always says is, I must be about my Father's business, which is the word.
Amen.
And he's once again, through his bride this time, fulfilling that word, Brother Moore. Oh, Jesus did it back there, but we're doing it up here. That's why I like how you said it was a few services ago. The wife's doing some work now,
yeah,
so to speak. Because
yeah.
he's coming back while she's doing his thing.
Yeah.
He ain't touched his feet on the earth, not in that form.
No.
So the bride's doing the shout.
Yeah.
The bride's doing the voice.
Yeah.
The bride's doing the trumpet.
Right. Yeah.
The spirit and the bride say come. We know it's we got his mind and all that, but
Amen.
The bride is speaking.
Yeah.
We got a job to do. And just like Jesus had a job to do and did it perfectly, we're doing the same thing. We've been doing it and we'll keep doing it.
Amen.
Oh, that gets me excited.
Yes.
And that's all made possible because he first came.
Yes.
He was the first masterpiece
yes.
and got smitten of God.
Yes.
God smited him to break a little piece off of him so that same life could come in you and me.
Amen.
And where they just understood in part, because they got born again and had God, they understood in part. We're up here like Jesus with a full word understanding.
Amen.
Can look all the way back. Can look all the way forward.
Yes.
Know how to handle everybody we meet.
Right.
No foolish virgins. No other classes of people. We know how to do this thing.
Amen.
We're where we're supposed to be.
Yep.
It's another masterpiece. God had it hid. But up here he says, she's on her feet now.
Yeah.
I got her looking like I want.
Yeah.
The word has been restored.
Yeah.
Let me put some life in her now. I got it chiseled away. The mechanics are right in place, Brother James.
Amen.
He had that word right back in order. Restored right back to what Paul had. Needs some dynamics. And the dynamics came in this day and age.
Yes.
And gave life to that body. And said, speak.
Yes. Amen.
And that's what we've been doing ever since. We have been another masterpiece made and doing just like he could. I can save myself some reading here. It's just giving you the same thing. Talking about how Christ came and got smited so that we could come. That's why he started with Isaiah 53. Because he got smited in that scripture. He got afflicted in that scripture. But Jesus came and fulfilled that as the first masterpiece. So he can make a second masterpiece. Jesus paid it all.
Amen.
The reason why those Old Testament saints went to hell until he came, there had been no sacrifice that could really take care of them and give them a new birth. Holy Ghost had not yet been given. But here came Jesus, the masterpiece, the perfect image, so to speak, of what God wanted. So much God said, I'm putting my own life in that. Fullness of life for the Godhead bodily. And Jesus came and fulfilled every scripture and didn't apologize for doing so. And knew who he was.
Amen.
And yeah, he was human.
Oh, yeah.
He cried at Lazarus' tomb.
Sure.
But I love the depiction you give one time, Brother Moore, than somebody crossed that word on him.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's been dead 4 days. If you'd just been here. He went from crying to say, wait a minute. What do you mean? I am the resurrection. I do have the creative voice. It ain't too late. I've been sent to do this. Lazarus, come forth. And Jesus did it and knew who he was. Perfect masterpiece. Fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelt in him. God worked himself all the way up. And think about it. John the Baptist was the greatest man in shoe leather. And Jesus even referenced him as that. But John the Baptist wasn't the masterpiece. No matter how good John the Baptist was. John the Baptist was not worthy to open the book. John the Baptist did his job, did it well. He did a great job. But a greater light than John showed up. A perfect masterpiece showed up. A greater than John showed up on the scene. The one that was going to fulfill it all. The one that was going to represent them all. The one that was going to cover it for past, present, and future showed up. And even John said, how should I baptize you? I'm the one that needs you. And Jesus said, John, the word's got to be fulfilled. I need the sacrifice needs washed. Come down and wash me. But he showed up and fulfilled our peace, people. That's what I was thinking this week a little bit. Thank God for peace and rest and freedom and no condemnation and a perfect understanding and a joyful walk. Jesus paid for those benefits. And he was a perfect masterpiece to come and do it. But that woman's seed didn't stop there. He says, I want some more. I don't want to dwell alone. I want a bride. And he started working on that bride. And that seed went in the ground. And just like he built his first masterpiece, he started getting the other one back up by the word. To the point where he restored the word fully back. He said, the sculpture's looking good now. The figure's looking good now. It's right where I want it. It's not missing a thing. He said, speak. And just like Jesus was a masterpiece, we're a masterpiece. Amen. And just like Jesus fulfilled Scripture, we're fulfilled Scripture. Amen. And just like Jesus was the mouth of God, we're the mouth of God.
Amen.
And just like Jesus brought forth the resurrection rapture, we're going to bring forth the resurrection rapture. It's the same God doing it.
Amen.
Just another masterpiece.
Right.
And this is what God wanted from the very beginning.
That's right.
A husband and a wife in a Garden of Eden condition.
Yes.
That's what he even said in the masterpiece. I read the masterpiece this week. I thought, he almost preached Christ as the mystery of God again.
Yeah.
He talked about Jesus, the first fold. Then he talks about the bride. And go read it, it'll bless you. At the end, he talks about why did he do this? Because he wants to get back in that Garden of Eden condition.
Right.
As husband and wife. And live as a family. You know, we can describe ourselves many ways. We're the bride of Christ. We're the family of God.
Yes.
We're children of God.
Right.
We're in the bloodline, so to speak.
Amen.
We're in the lifeline.
Amen.
And he wanted to live with that creation, have fellowship with it.
Right.
And he can do it now, Brother Moore, because he's got a perfect groom and a perfect bride. And he said, that Eve fell, but this Eve won't fall. This bride is the perfect masterpiece that's ordained not to fall. And this is the bride he can take back to the Garden of Eden condition.
That's right.
And you said, I think, Sunday or one day, we're really already there except in one way.
Yeah.
I just need a glorified body.
Yeah.
But I'm fellowshipping with him.
Amen.
I'm at peace.
Yeah.
I got authority.
Yeah.
I got certain things that they had there.
That's right.
I just growing old in this.
That's
right. So did Jesus. But you know what? There's coming a day.
Amen.
Because the scripture says it's going to happen.
Yes.
And I got to fulfill that scripture.
That's right.
As Brother Ram said, the bride of God to do it.
Yes.
I'm going to change in a moment.
Yes.
In a twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
And it's corruptible. Put on incorruptible.
Yes, sir.
And just in a moment, it's going to be a secret going away.
Amen.
But I'll have oil in my lamp.
Amen.
I'll hear the midnight cry.
Amen.
He's going to come as a thief in the night.
Yes.
But who's he coming for? Me.
Yes.
He won't be a thief to me. I can put my name in the pardon. I can put my name in Isaiah 53. And I can put my name in Luke 17 where he says I'm going to get the one off the rooftop. I'm on the rooftop looking for him. I'm not in the house. Ain't going to miss him. I'm the one he's coming and taking with him. He said, be ready because you don't know the hour. But guess what? The bride has made herself ready. She got the word restored. She's back to a perfect masterpiece. And we're the ones he's coming for.
Yes.
He came first to redeem us.
Yes.
The second time to come and claim us and take us back with
right.
him.
Amen.
Oh, he's coming. He's coming.
Right.
He's already come and let us know
right.
that he's redeemed us.
Amen.
That he's coming to the book
and said, your names are in here.
Amen.
But there's going to be a physical going away one day. And I'm going to literally meet him in the air. Oh, that's what Genesis had in it. Rebecca meeting Isaac. But got in the middle of the field. All Rebecca had is what she had heard about him. You know, one sense, all we have is what we've heard about him. But that was enough. And when she saw him, she lighted off that camel. Oh, she said, I'm of age. And she went. She was ready. She was what he needed. She was his perfect wife. And when she got off that camel and saw him in the field, she didn't wait to get up to him. She lighted off that camel and ran to him and met him in the middle of the field. That's just a type. The reality's coming, people. The bride's of age. She's standing on her feet. She wants him. She's looking for him. She's accepted him. She actually wants him. The world don't want him, but we want him. And we're going to meet him in the air. Just like Rebecca met Isaac in the middle of the field. Oh, this Bible runs. I told you at the beginning. There ain't a fallacy in it. It's got everything covered. Oh, what do you mean you're going to change your body? Well, let me take you over to Genesis. Talk about Abraham and Sarah. They were old, couldn't have a baby. And all of a sudden, Sarah was desired by a king. Something happened. Something changed. God put that in there for you and me. Because he said, I'm going to really do that one day. That was just in part. It happened, but that was just a type. But Abraham and I and Sarah eventually grew old and still died. Oh, but I got in the change coming. Where I'll never die. Jesus paid it all. And you know what? He came back and said, I was dead, but I'm alive. And I'm alive forevermore. And you know what that means? He gave it to us. And then, you know, the scripture runs, blessed and holy is he. Has part in the first resurrection. Where the second death hath no power over us. Oh, we're standing in a good place. Oh, we're right where we're supposed to be. Another masterpiece standing on its feet. The first one came. Isaiah 53 was the best I could give you for Christmas. Thank God for it, because I'm rejoicing over it. I ain't belittling that. That meant everything to me. Thank him for paying the price. Thank him that he's the one that paid for our peace and our healing and our saving and our iniquities. Our iniquities are on him. Thank God he come. And he come not only to do that for us, he come to share it with us. So I'm going to give you mine. Give you what's mine is yours, Esther. Up the hat, the king, what do you want? That's what he's done for us. But he wasn't happy just being a groom for him. He wanted to go to the bride for him. He wanted to be husband and wife. You know, Brother Brown said when the seals opened, he said that was the complete revelation of Jesus Christ. I kind of like that because it didn't just stop the groom. This is Jesus Christ right here. That's still him. King and queen. Mr. and Mrs. Jesus Christ. Same life of God. Same masterpiece builder. Same word that's building it. We're here tonight. There's another masterpiece standing on our feet. Meant to fulfill every scripture. And I don't like saying it all together that way and leave it that way because we have fulfilled so many scripture. Luke 17 and 30. Matthew 25, on and on and on. Most of the scripture has been fulfilled. Brother Bram, what do you say? I said, I don't know. Another scripture left. It'll be fulfilled with the rapture. And that's already in process. Thank God he came and paid the price. God bless you. Come on, Pastor Mark.
Thank God for the masterpiece. You know, I was sitting there thinking, you know, I always think while I'm sitting there. Hush up, Don. I was sitting there thinking, I said, you know, I thought about the first masterpiece. And do you know that the first masterpiece was, and I got to watch how I say it. The first masterpiece was made up of prophets and word of a bunch of people who had problems. Law, full of law. And I was sitting there thinking about it. I said, now, you had Moses messed up, but he prophesied. God's going to raise one like unto me. Couldn't even go in the promised land with them. Smote the rock twice. Messing up. Couldn't live it. Prophesied. Though. And I thought about Abraham. Lied. David. Adultery. Murder. I thought about, and I was sitting there thinking, I said, you know, all these people who were our forefathers in the Old Testament, they were a mess. But you know what? They prophesied of the coming of the masterpiece. And through all their ups and downs and their failures and on and on and on, the masterpiece came on the scene. It was only one. And it was perfect. It was exactly what God had in his mind. And I thought about the second masterpiece. You know, we've been built on the New Testament. Remember the question I was asked by Melanie last Sunday, you know, the Old Testament, is the New Testament concealed? And we came out of the Old Testament. But really, I started looking up this in the New Testament. We were built on a bunch of problems. I mean, that New Testament church, I thought about Paul and his background. I thought about the disciples and the issues and problems that they had. And I thought the whole New Testament was written by people with flaws, just like the Old Testament was written by people with flaws that produced the masterpiece. This New Testament was built by people with flaws that produced a masterpiece. And we are looking at what we've been built on, and I understand this is the bride. But the fulfillment of the Old Testament wound up in Jesus. And the fulfillment of the New Testament wound up in the bride. And they without us could not be made perfect, but there is a group of people on the earth now that's the perfect masterpiece.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, we have a tendency to downplay who we are because we are the completion of everything that God built down through 2,000 years. The capstone, Don just said it, the capstone is a pyramid in itself. This is the body, but this is the body. And we sell ourselves short because I'm not trying to untie us to them, but they need you. How much did the Old Testament saints need Jesus to come? He had to come because he is the resurrection. How badly?
Amen.
Come on.
Do they need this capstone? How badly do they need this masterpiece? Because they cannot get up without us. Because we are the resurrection. I mean, I was sitting there listening to her and said that masterpiece in the groom was perfect, but the masterpiece in the bride is just as perfect. Just like Jesus got insulted when they said, if you had been here, the resurrection should have happened. We should get insulted when they look at us and say, one day Jesus is coming again. Surely the saints are going to get up at the resurrection. But we are the final voice to the final age. We have more authority than anybody's had down in all 2,000 years of the ages.
You're right.
We are standing on our feet. We are standing on our feet. We are standing on our feet. The masterpiece that was produced through the New Testament saints, through the New Testament, is on our feet.
She knows what it is. She knows who she is. She is doing just like Jesus did the first masterpiece when he came. He put everything in his place, and he bound, he loosed, he resurrected, he healed the sick, he raised the dead. That was the first masterpiece.
Yeah.
What in the world is the second masterpiece able to do? He got all the Old Testament saints up. We're going to get all the New Testament saints up.
Amen.
What a masterpiece. What a masterpiece that was. But what a masterpiece this is. What are you going to do when you get a group of people together who knows what it is? Can look all the way back. Then the rapture can go. Oh, we're the ones going to call for it.
Yes.
But we got to quit trying to act like we're not the masterpiece. And trying to, see, Satan would water that down to make you feel like, well, we're dependent on them. We're not dependent on them. They're dependent on us.
That's right.
Brother Childers said before he laid his head down, if I lay my head down, I'm dependent on you guys to finish this thing up and get us up.
He can't get himself up.
No. We got to get him up.
Amen.
Lazarus didn't get himself up.
No.
Jesus called him up.
That's right.
Amen.
That authority that he had, we have.
Yeah.
You say, a son does nothing. That's right. But you don't let that hold you back from calling.
Come on.
Yeah. Don't let that hold you back from saying, you know what? Son of Man, one of the days of the Son of Man is on the scene right now. Word made flesh is happening right now.
Right.
I and my Father are one right now.
Right now.
I can call. I can bind. I can loose.
Amen.
I can speak.
Right. Come on.
What do we got to do? Wait till the husband get home? You know how some women do? They don't spank the kids. They say, you wait till your father gets home. You're going to get it. You got to know you got the authority.
Yeah.
Got to know who you are.
That's right.
Don't wait till he comes. He's not coming.
No.
Come on.
We're going to go to meet him. So if Jesus is not coming here and we got to get there, then somebody has got to be the masterpiece with the authority to get everybody together and get them out of here.
Right. So we are.
Right.
Amen.
We get the body together.
Right. We get the body together.
Yes.
We call the dead forth.
That's right.
We already know who's getting up.
That's right.
We already know the order.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, we do.
We're waiting for that nod. But don't sit here and say, well, we got to wait because this is all the body and the body's got. No. That was building the Son of Man ministry in the bride. There's only 2 days of the Son of Man ministry. Why do you think there's only 2 days of the Son of Man ministry? One was the groom and one was the bride. You got people trying to say, well, the bride's the masculine. The bride is not the masculine. That's why she's the bride. They got that overseas. They want to make the bride a masculine, the man, like the man Jesus. No, that's her husband. But we got the same authority. The wife has every bit of the right to sign the check as a husband.
Amen.
She's on the account. Her name's on the book.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I'll write the check when my husband gets home. No, get the job done.
Right.
Get the job done. We're the masterpiece, people.
Amen.
Yes.
It's Adam and Eve again, husband and wife.
Right.
She's got the authority. He's got the authority. When we get to the great white throne judgment, you're not going to be sitting there all sheepish like, let the man talk, let him have it. You're going to be judging. You're going to judge angels.
Amen.
You're going to finally tell the devil, go to hell. Get in the lake of fire. Just crawl over there in the lake of fire.
That's right.
Jesus is going to, he's going to look and say, what do you want to do with this little impy devil?
Yeah.
Throw him in.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the wife.
Right.
Amen.
So don't act like you don't have authority. Don't act like you're not the Word made flesh. Don't act like that you're not the masterpiece, because you are what God has been building for 2,000 years.
That's right.
This is what he's been working on. He's been working on this all the time so that somebody can stand up and say, I am my Father of one.
That's it.
Wow.
Nobody said that since Jesus.
Come on.
Oh my. Oh. Until this day, nobody could say, we always would read the scripture, I and my Father are one. And we say, God bless Jesus. But what about you? This is the only group of people that's going to be able to stand up and be accounted for as the masterpiece. You are the perfect masterpiece. God is now throwing the hammer at you and saying, speak.
Amen.
I say amen.
That's where we're at, church. You say, oh, that's too real for me. Then go find you a denomination to hide under. I'm trying to get a body change. And I ain't waiting on Jesus to come back to do it. I'm waiting on the Father to speak to me. See, that's what Jesus did. I do nothing except my Father first show me. I'm waiting on him to show me. I'm not waiting on Jesus to show me or call me or do. Jesus done his job and he did it well.
That's right.
Now you're the masterpiece. And now it's our turn to let him smite us and speak. Come on, musicians, we got close.
Well,
amen. Enjoyed that, Brother Jeremiah. Yes, Dawn.
I just want to say something up here. When you were talking about that we're the masterpiece and that's what God did, it brought me back to Genesis when he was creating man. Uh-huh. Before he did it, Adam, he said he made man and female. Mm-hmm. You know, here it is right here. I'll just read it. But God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave them dominion.
Yeah.
That's what we are doing.
That's we're taking back dominion.
And if anybody doubts that the bride is that, that was his vision in the very beginning.
It never has changed. It was his vision. It was his vision before the fall. It was his vision during the fall. And it's his vision after the fall. Amen. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Just very full right now, so I wanted to say something. It's just such a beautiful message.
Mm-hmm.
I believe his message, and it gets stronger and stronger every time I come in here. I'm also going to miss New Year's Eve. The weather is pushing me out a little sooner than I want to go, but I'm certainly going to miss you all tremendously. I am going out of the country, so I take all prayers until I get back after the new year.
Mm-hmm.
I love you guys. I love this message, and I'm one of them.
Love you. Amen. Don't forget, no service this Sunday. Don't show up here. Amen. You'll have a Merry Christmas and enjoy your time with your family. And I've always been told, your church is so weird. On those high holy days, y'all closed down. And when we would, if we were open, we could pack the place and get a lot of money. That's what people do. But we closed down on those days. So I think, let's just spend some time with your family and we'll get back together. And it's funny, they had our Christmas party at work today, and God's showing me off one last time. They asked me to pray for the meal in front of the entire organization. So I thought, well, here we go. So if they ever had any doubts or wondering, they know who I am. And I'm like, well, amen.
Amen.
But they're down to like 4.5 days. So, amen. I must be about my Father's business. So no services this Sunday. We'll have service Wednesday night, and then after that, we'll meet again on that following Saturday for dinner and New Year's Eve service. So keep those things in mind, because we're going to be in and out. And if you haven't added your name to the app for notifications, if you want to know when we close services, let Kara know. She can have you add it.
Because if I close the service because of weather, like what we're having this Sunday, if I decide to close the service, we're going to send it across the app to those who have it. And those who don't have it, they take chances by coming to church. Sometimes you'll be putting your life in danger on the road, so we don't want to do that. So please add your name to that app. And you say, well, I don't want to get a bunch of junk mail. We don't do that. They always get approval to send anything. And if they send it, it means it's something that the body needs to know. So keep that in mind. Keep Brother Parnell in your prayers. He's still not doing the best. Remember Trevor in your prayers. He still needs touch from God. And just remember the body. We're coming to the close of the year, and there's a lot of things going on, a lot of needs, and nobody better to ask but you. You're the capstone people, so keep those things in your mind. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air. Not down here, in the air. Coming after you and me, oh, the joy to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for the Jubilee yonder in the sky. That's where we're going. And you all are going to bring it on. Nobody else has that job but you. Amen. God bless you. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air. Coming after you and me, joy to start to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for the Jubilee yonder in the sky.